Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 164, How to Eat Pasta Without Gaining Weight. Pasta is a forbidden food for anyone wanting to lose weight, right? Well, not necessarily. In this podcast, I'm going to teach you how to eat pasta without gaining weight. I will also show you how you can enjoy rice and potatoes as well without gaining weight. So, all three forbidden foods. Susan's experience. Susan's comfort food was pasta. The problem was that she also weighed 50 pounds more than she should have. She had diabetes, and she also suffered from a heart condition called atrial fibrillation that just wasn't responding to the usual treatment. We have to get the 50 pounds off you if we want any chance of getting your atrial fibrillation under control, I said. I've tried. The problem is that I can't give up pasta. It's my comfort food, she said. You don't have to give up your comfort food to lose weight, I said. I went on to explain how she could continue to enjoy pasta and still lose the 50 pounds. Over the course of a year, I helped her find new comfort foods and helped her to enjoy her old comfort foods in a new and healthy way. Fortunately, we'll cut to the chase, the weight came off, and her atrial fibrillation went into remission. And so the remainder of this podcast is what I shared with Susan. So let's back up first. What is the problem with white pasta, white rice, and white potatoes? Well, the problem with white pasta, white rice, and white potatoes is that they are instantly converted to sugar by the body. The digestion process is just way too fast. Indeed, white pasta, rice, and potatoes are converted to sugar faster than a Snickers bar. This sugar spike then leads to an insulin spike, fat deposition, and then it leaves you feeling hungry all over again, and the cycle just starts again. The key for Susan's pasta addiction was either a healthy substitution or complete modification of her comfort food. So let's talk about healthy pasta, rice, and potato substitutions. To lose weight, you never need to give up your comfort foods. And this is a big reason why so many diets fail. There are always options. There are always ways to do healthy substitutions. For example, there are many healthy pastas. Our favorite right now in our family is organic edamame spaghetti. Even our local Costco carries this pasta. If your local stores don't carry organic edamame spaghetti, just go online. You can buy it from Amazon. They can ship to your house. One, the nutritional aspects of this organic edamame spaghetti are amazing. Just a single serving, 200 calorie serving of organic edamame spaghetti has nearly half the fiber and half the protein that you need for the entire day. Studies show that protein and fiber make it much easier to lose weight. Organic edamame spaghetti is also extremely low glycemic, so there's no sugar spike. Every week, my wife and I cook up a big batch of this pasta to eat with various dishes during the week. If edamame spaghetti doesn't do it for you, you can try other bean pastas. For example, there are black bean pasta, pinto bean pastas. There's quinoa pasta, or even vegetable pastas. While you may need to buy the other bean pastas on Amazon, your local health food store should carry fresh vegetable pasta. Any of these pastas are extremely heart healthy. Just as there are healthy pasta substitutions, the same is also true for rice and potatoes. For example, brown rice and sweet potatoes are both important parts of a healthy diet. So, how to turn pasta, rice, and potatoes into a resistant starch. What should you do if you just can't give up your white pasta, white rice, or white potatoes? Can you still lose weight? Fortunately, the answer is yes. All three of these foods can be modified into a resistant starch to make them healthier. Resistant starches are a game changer. By simply putting white pasta, white rice, or white potatoes in the fridge overnight, and then reheating them the next day, you have completely changed the chemical structure of these starches. You have turned a quickly digested bad carb into a very slowly digested better carb. This cooking, cooling, and reheating process has now made it difficult for your body to break down the starch. Thus, you get a nice and slow digestion process with no significant sugar or hunger spike. Indeed, many studies now show that resistant starches may prevent diabetes. Resistant starches may help to promote a healthy gut, and resistant starches may help you to lose weight. While we still prefer bean pastas and brown rice in our home, we do occasionally like a baked white potato. While it does require a little bit of advanced planning, we always bake the potato the night before, then let it cool in the fridge overnight first before reheating it the next day. Take-home message. The key message of this article is that you can still enjoy pasta, rice, and potatoes without gaining weight. The key with these foods, like all other comfort foods, is either substitute or modify. If you haven't tried a bean or vegetable pasta, let me challenge you to give it a try this week. Likewise, brown rice and sweet potatoes taste just as good as their white versions. If you just can't give up your white pasta, white rice, or white potatoes, then turn them into a resistant starch in the fridge overnight before eating. While the Olive Garden pasta is still not heart healthy, eating the leftover pasta the next day may not be too bad for you, provided you selected a healthier sauce to go with the pasta. So let me ask you now, what substitutions have you tried for your comfort foods? Have you ever tried turning pasta, rice, or potatoes into a resistant starch? I'd love to hear from you. Leave your experiences. Go onto my website, drjohnday.com. This is blog number. Go to blog number 164, How to Eat Pasta Without Gaining Weight. Scroll all the way down to the bottom. There you can leave your questions. There you can leave your comments. I'll do my best to try to answer everything. And as always, if you've enjoyed this podcast, please sign up for my free newsletter. It comes out every week, every Tuesday morning, if you haven't done so already, to make sure you never miss a thing. Even better, encourage a friend to sign up as well. Leave a review, tell everyone on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, however you listen to this podcast. And until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.